So what is the function of a mechanic's lien? To surprise of not most of you, a mechanic's lien secures debt owed by a property owner to a person or entity that has provided either labor or furnished materials in the connection or repair of certain types of improvements to privately owned real property. When the mechanic's lien is perfected, it burdens both the improvements themselves to the extent there are improvements on the land, as well as the actual real property itself. The real property encumbered by a mechanic's lien can be quite expansive in the situation where a mechanic's lien is on an improvement in an urban lot. It is the entire lot that becomes subject to the lien. In the case of a mechanic's lien on a rural piece of property, up to 50 acres maximum can be subject to the lien. So there's quite a large possibility for these liens to encumber a large amount of real property, despite them being limited to a certain area of the lot. So it's good practice for potential lenders and purchasers to obtain title reports as part of their standard due diligence on real property to unearth any of these mechanic's liens that they may be otherwise unaware of or unknown about. So what makes someone eligible for a mechanic's lien? By statute, providing labor or materials in connection with the construction, and it's the labor and materials that we'll talk about that's important, for repairs of things like houses, buildings, railroads, and improvements may entitle a claimant to file a mechanic's lien. An improvement under the property code includes abutting sidewalks and streets, as well as the utilities on those sidewalks and streets, clearing, draining, or fencing of land, artificial lakes or pools made for supplying or storing water, pumps, siphons, and windmills, and other things of this sort. In addition to those people providing improvements, people who specially fabricate material, that is material that is unique to the construction project that could not otherwise be used for another project, it's very tailored to the project, are entitled to a claim of lien, as well as architects or engineers, surveyors who have prepared plans in connection with the proposed real estate construction. So despite the fact that they have not themselves worked on or prepared the improvements, they are still entitled to a lien claim. as well as people who have provided their labor as a part of the demolition of a construction site, while not necessarily intuitively thought to be improvements, they can fall under the penumbra of this and also get a lien claim. As you can see, there are quite a litany of activities which may give rise to lien claims, but there are some important nuances in the definitions of labor, work, and materials which generally limit the eligibility for certain claimants, and we'll talk about those specific definitions. So labor is defined in the property code as labor used in the direct prosecution of the work. Texas courts have interpreted direct prosecution of the work to exclude supportive types of work. For example, the provision of meals to construction workers on a construction site would be deemed to be supportive work and obviously is not necessarily involved in improvements or real work on the property that would entitle them to a lien claim. work is also defined in the property code and provides an important limitation on lien claims. Work means any part of construction or repair performed under an original contract. This limitation to an original contract is significant in the context of who can make a lien claim, because an original contract is an agreement to which the owner is a party, either directly or by implication of law, with the original contractor. An original contractor is therefore means that unless there's a specific exception that applies under the property code, which we'll discuss in a bit, a subcontractor who is only in privity of contractor with the original contractor and not the owner is not eligible to make claims against an owner unless, as we'll discuss, certain exceptions apply. Materials are defined in the property code to include machinery, fixtures, or tools incorporated into the work, consumed in the direct prosecution of the work, or ordered and delivered for consumption in the direct prosecution of the work. While this definition of materials generally requires that materials be ordered and delivered, there is again an exception for in the property code for specially fabricated materials, which can just be made, never delivered, and yet those specially fabricated material creators will still have a claim, despite that they were never delivered. So with these limitations in mind, if a claimant is eligible to make a claim, what can such lien claim properly include? The property code requires or provides that mechanics liens can secure payments for labor done or material furnished for construction or repair. Again, specially fabricated material less its fair salvage value, which usually is not much in these cases. And three, the preparation of a plan or plot by an architect, engineer, or surveyor. This generally means that liens, a lien can secure all unpaid fees owed to each original contractor or supplier under the contract, and may also include fees owed to subcontractors under that contract with the original contractor. But what about other fees like legal fees or prejudgment interest or taxes on the materials?